are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson. I'm so excited to get to sit down with the one and only Chelsea Webster, who has been a Visit Decatur AL ambassador for a long time. So we're so excited to talk to her, and she is very unique. She is a fisherwoman. Is that right, Chelsea?
That is right. And thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we are so excited. So we have to do the cheese straw segment. So it's always one of my favorite parts. So can you describe a cheese straw to us?
Yes. And so I actually went and got some because it had been a little while. And I was like, I need to make sure I'm up to date with what these taste like. So if I had to describe it, to me, it tastes like if you took a Cheez-It and like dropped it in a deep fryer. That's the best way I can describe that.
Yeah, we've not had that description either. I don't think we've ever had the same description. So I love it. I love it, love it. So let's talk about you. So as a Visit Decatur AL ambassador who's been with us almost since the very beginning, you have a very unique role in promoting Decatur and Morgan County as a destination. So what inspired you to join the team?
So Decatur and Morgan County just have so much to offer. Like Decatur is so much fun. And honestly, I would love to keep it just my little secret, enjoy it all by myself. But I need to share it with everyone and inspire others to come visit us. And not only that, but I want locals to also be able to enjoy Decatur and Morgan County and see what all we have to offer, because there's a lot.
So being part of the Visit Decatur AL program, you've likely had the opportunity to explore the area extensively. Are there any hidden gems or lesser known attractions in Decatur that you think deserve a little more attention from visitors?
So that's tough because I feel like there are so many great things to do. And I know it's not really a hidden gem, but the river. I mean, of course, I love fishing, so that's easy for me to say. But the fishing here is just incredible, and I feel like it doesn't always get the recognition it deserves because it is so good. And another attraction that I just absolutely love is the Cook's Museum.
It's fabulous, isn't it?
It really is. And so my family locally has traveled, you know, within the Southeast to other like aquariums or zoos. And there's been so many times we've been like, we literally should just go to Decatur. My kids enjoy it so much. Mm-hmm. I love it.
You've got the cutest kiddos, so...
Thank you. They're fun.
So you're kind of a big deal in the fishing world. You're a fishing influencer. And I know your online presence carries some significant influence on the outdoor community. So how do you use your platform to inspire others to embrace fishing and the great outdoors?
Yes. So my goal is just to encourage others to get outdoors, whether it be fishing, hiking, sports, just whatever it is that you're into. I just want others to experience the happiness that comes from just being outdoors in general. And I initially began sharing photos of fishing and sunsets so that my granddad and grandpa could see. And I know that there's a lot of people that aren't able to get outdoors for whatever reasons. And so I just like sharing, you know, like a fishing video or a sunset picture, because that might be the only way some people are even getting to still engage in, you know, that activity. And so that's an important factor to me.
So Chelsea, can you share some of the key moments in your journey as an influencer when you realized you were having a huge impact on your followers, especially getting people to love fishing and outdoor activities? I know that you post, incredible sunsets. Your TikTok videos are always so much fun. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Thank you. So I'm definitely passionate about ensuring that the next generation loves the outdoors and, you know, just loves fishing, loves the river, and gets outside and just enjoys everything. And so there's been a few occasions where younger kids have reached out to me and asked for fishing advice or asked me for local fishing spots and things like that. And those moments always hit home for me because they may not have someone, you know, really encouraging that in their life. So sometimes social media can seem kind of like silly. And I'm like, oh, why do I post all this? And then, you know, those moments make it all like really worthwhile. And I just really appreciate that when that happens.
I love that. So you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but Decatur is known for its diverse fishing opportunities. Can you tell us about the different types of fish that can be found in our area?
Yeah, so Wheeler has largemouth, smallmouth, like striped bass, white bass, crappie, brim, and like huge catfish. And so a lot of people don't even realize huge. All that. Yes. And the amount of smallmouth in the area are just, you know, just crazy. And every time I talk to someone that isn't local, and I'm like, you know, I caught this size catfish, you know, at Wheeler. I mean, not catfish, I'm sorry, smallmouth at Wheeler. They're always shocked because they don't realize how many are actually out there. And it's like one time I was fishing with a crankbait, and, you know, those typically are just for bass. And I caught almost a 60-pound catfish. It's just crazy. I love the diversity. Yeah, it was so crazy. So you just never, it's really cool. You never know, so much diversity. You just can't beat it.
So for those that are planning a fishing trip to Decatur, what kind of tips and recommendations do you have for a successful and enjoyable experience in the area?
So Wheeler is a huge lake. And like we said, there is a ton of diversity in the fishing. I typically stick to bass fishing, and there's so many different structures you can fish. There's ledges, there's creek channels, there's bluffs, brush, rocks, like grass, shell beds. Like you can just go on and on. So it's important to be prepared for a little bit of everything. And you can cover a whole lot of water. And for that, I would recommend using like a crankbait. I think that can, you know, help you cover lots of area because it is a huge lake and you might even end up catching a huge catfish. I don't know.
So do you have a favorite spot that you fish at? Now, I know it's top secret. Like y'all are very serious about this, but... Yep, she's not going to tell us.
Super top secret. But there's some spots, you know, like, you can pretty much put in right at Ingles, any of the ramps, really, and you can't really go wrong. Like, under bridges, there's some good spots. There's grass. There's some creeks. You know, there's some deep spots. So without saying too much, mm-hmm. I mean, you really can't go wrong, honestly. There's a lot of good fishing spots. I'm not going to give you my personal ones, but there's some good ones there for sure.
Well, I was so impressed that you just get out there and have the best time. I remember when I was a kid, my dad tried to take us fishing. And of course, I was a little sassy. So I had a net hair bow. And so I threw the line and the hook got stuck in my hair bow. And that was that.
That is so funny. You're totally relatable too. I get it.
He was like, okay, maybe that's not for you. All right. Awesome. So tell us, do you have any tips or recommendations for maybe some other moms coming into Decatur when it comes to finding family-friendly events or activities or any resources?
Yeah, so of course I would recommend everyone follow all of Decatur and Morgan County socials. Y'all's pages, you always have the best information, all the family like events. That's the first place I go to when I'm like, I want to do something fun in Decatur this weekend. I go to y'all's socials and I find stuff to do. So that would be my top recommendation for any family-friendly events, moms, dads, whatever. That would be my first recommendation.
Aw, Chelsea, you're the best.
It's just the truth.
Well, we absolutely love having you as part of the team. Like I said, you have been such an important part of telling the story of Decatur and specifically Wheeler Lake. So we're going to move into one of my favorite segments, the Did You Know? So in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. So we've asked Chelsea to share a fun and interesting fact about herself that maybe nobody's ever heard of before. So did you know?
Yeah. So one thing that surprises a lot of people about me is I have been a vegetarian almost my entire life.
What?
I know. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, almost my entire life. So that catches a lot of people off guard for sure.
Yeah. Just a little bit. So you don't eat fish, right?
I've never had fish.
Oh my goodness. Well, okay then. Yes. I did not know that about you, Chelsea.
Yeah, I just always throw the fish back.
For the next person to come along and catch it too, right? Catch and release.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. I always love speaking with you and talking about all things fishing. So can you tell us how we can follow you on your social channels?
Yeah, so thank you for having me. First of all, my personal Instagram, where you'll find more family-friendly stuff and, you know, fun stuff in Decatur, is Chelsea S. Webster. And I have recently started a new one that's strictly fishing, and that is Fishing with Chels, and that is on Instagram. And on TikTok, it's also Fishing with Chels.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. You can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or you can visit our website at visitdecatural.org. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.